Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Margaret Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Gibson as described in my report of 1-9-22. She is now a 36-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 2-3-21. She was given the COVID vaccine high up on into her left arm. She did contact the emergency room. She understands her final diagnosis to be SIVA, S-I-V-A, common rotator cuff tear and bursitis. Since evaluated here, she has not had any additional injections or injuries. She saw Dr. Ponzio, who recommended surgery, but she deferred. The paragraph, as per the additional records supplied, Ms. Gibson was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio on 5-17-23. He rendered a diagnosis of subacromial bursitis with SIRVA, capital S-I-R-V-A. He recommended a repeat MRI of the shoulder. I am in receipt of a series of photographs of her arm and elbow externally, as well as what appear to be some views from an MRI. Some physical maneuvers she underwent were also photographed. She did undergo an MRI of the left shoulder on 7-3-23. As compared to an earlier MRI of 2-10-21. It revealed mild rotator cuff tendinopathy with low-grade partial thickness tearing of the anterior supraspinatus tendon, semicolon, mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis. She returned to Dr. Ponzio to review these results on 7-31-23. He discussed treatment options including home exercise program, injection, or arthroscopy for acromioplasty / bursectomy and inspection of the rotator cuff. She was not able to make a decision on which way she wanted to proceed. If she decided to live with her symptoms, she would have reached maximum medical improvement. New paragraph on what appears to be sometime after her previous award, she applied for a review or modification of it. She also provided answers to reopen her interrogatories. She stated her daily left shoulder pain continues to get worse, and her left arm and shoulder have gotten progressively weaker. She also related changing positions from Jefferson Hospital on or about January 2022. On or about 2-3-22, she became a school nurse at Berlin Community School. She had and put this in bold. I believe I had what's just dictated at the time of my previous exam, followed by it is my understanding that she did receive an order approving settlement. on /11/22 for 15% partial total for injuries to the shoulder involving distal supraspinatus tendinosus, comma, small scratch that partial interstitial tear and no full thickness rotator cuff tear, comma, subacromial bursitis secondary to injection. Period. She has since reopened her claim as just noted. Physical exam. Extremities upper left shoulder motion was full without crepitus, but abduction, flexion, and internal rotation elicited tenderness. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Paired manual muscle testing yielded 5-5 resisted left shoulder abduction, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Period. Upon palpation by this evaluator, it felt like a rubber band in abduction. Period. Shoulder maneuver, she had a positive O'Brien's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal impressions. Insert from my prior impressions section relative to her initial mechanism of injury and course of treatment. Period. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement and has since reopened her claim. Period. She was seen by Dr. Ponzia, who had her undergo a repeat MRI. That was unimpressive. Period. He offered her various treatment options, but she chose simply to live with her symptoms. Period. She has changed positions to one of his school nurse. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be full range of motion of the left shoulder with tenderness in certain spheres. Paired provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. O'Brien's maneuver on the left was positive, however. Period. In comparing the current evaluation with that performed previously, there's not been a substantive objective progression for the worst to a material degree. Period. My opinions relative to permanency and causation will be also inserted from page 8 of the prior report.